On Sunday, our daughter Hannah and her husband Dale came to visit. They're traveling through the valley of the shadow of death, and they don't want to travel alone. They came over from their home in Grand Haven to visit, and they brought their broken hearts with them. We stood in a very, very sad little circle by a cluster of trees on Bittersweet Farm, just a few yards from where I'm sitting right now on the front porch, and we committed the remains of their precious little Lakeland Dale to the earth. Lois put a statue of a little girl over the spot, and with that gesture, the ground became holy ground, a sacred place. Wendell Berry once wrote, "There are no unsacred places. There are only sacred places and desecrated places." And for the most part, I deeply agree with this statement. But this little spot at the foot of the shady cluster of maples became especially consecrated to us in that moment. In giving tiny Lakeland Dale a place on the earth and in speaking her name, I could feel a measure of healing flow into each of our hearts. We held hands and we prayed, and our tears fell to the green earth. Today they'll celebrate their 5th anniversary, Hannah and Dale. The day Hannah was married, she danced, and I've never seen her so joyful. Sunday she mourned, and I've never seen her so sad. There's a time to weep, and there's a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn, and there's a time to dance, Solomon wrote. This is a season of weeping and mourning, but there will be sunny days of laughter and dancing again, like the day we all see the little girl named Lakeland we never met but loved for a few short weeks.